Looking to start a podcast of your own? This year, Podcast Movement, the world's largest podcaster conference, will be in Chicago. Learn more at podcastmovement.com and use code CPC to save $30 off registration.
It is the Chicagoverse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
Okay, we are live.
Hey.
So Haima Black here with Dynasty Podcast. Google Hangout live stream tonight. Like I mentioned with Kwiku Collins, it was just too cold for me to be able to ask anyone in good conscience to actually make a trip outside physically to come to the studio where we usually record. So instead, we're doing this virtually, kind of within the comfort of everyone's own homes. I am here with Jackie, and you know what, Jackie? I'm going to let you pronounce your last name because I don't want to get it wrong here. Jackie
Carrasco.
Carrasco, that's what I thought. Yeah. People might know you from Twitter as Juicy Jackie. Uh-huh. You are very active on Twitter. That's where you and I first started connecting, and I started seeing you were doing really cool stuff. And then my producer, Audrey Sutherland, really linked us to talk about an event you have happening. And we're going to talk all about that event and what's coming up with you. But first, thank you so much for doing this, because you and I have never actually like talked, so I appreciate you taking the time.
Absolutely. I think this is really awesome. This is really cool. I like
it. Good. I'm glad you're digging it. So before we talk about this great event that you put together that you have coming up a week from now, let's get some background on who you are and what you do. Bring us into your background in entertainment. I know that you've done some studying like promoting and marketing and management, all that kind of stuff, right?
Absolutely. It's been a really long road. I've tapped into everything I possibly can or I've wanted to. And, you know, I've just tried to build everything. And it's been a lot of fun. And that's the thing about it. It's just all in the creative field. To me, it's all just one field. But we all have like one goal, and that's to give people an experience. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, man. No, absolutely. I dig it. Are you from Chicago? Were you studying here in Chicago or?
I was born in Hubble Park and I've moved all around the Chicagoland. And I recently just settled in the suburbs.
So you're a Chicago girl through and through though.
Absolutely. I love my city.
I love it. So you have this event coming up. It's called For the Creatives. It's happening Saturday, January 23rd. That's the Saturday in front of us, basically a week from now, happening in Chicago Art Department, 1932 South Halsted, right here in Pilsen. Tell us about For the Creatives. Kind of like, let's start at the beginning. How did this event start to come together for you?
Okay, so it's something I really wanted to do for a long time, actually, and it's just really give people a backbone and somewhere of a place of support, you know, somewhere where they feel they can create and that they know that we're building an experience for people. And that's exactly what it is. That's why a lot of people have been like, oh, you know, what was the title? How does that come about? And it was like, it's for the creatives, because people that are walking in to see this, they are creative as well. And mm-hmm. So going back, it's just for me wanting to help people in general and help those people that I know contribute a lot to the creative industry in Chicago.
Did you notice a lack of either venue or showcase for some of these people where you thought, man, I know all these people who are doing amazing work, but I feel like there's not a space where they can really showcase that and gather and connect and all that kind of thing?
Yeah, I just felt like, you know, there was so many rules and like there's just so much of a standard for things. And this platform for me was like, just create, you know, let go of everything and here's something and show it to people. And that's it.
And just have it be a little bit more about the art and a little bit probably less restrictive, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not going to me. It was kind of like I use the internet to my advantage. And I was still trying to like take it away from the internet as well, like get it off the internet, but using what I have on the internet. And what I mean by that is a lot of these artists, you know, I like their work off the internet and I saw it and I thought about, you know, how we just scroll through everything. And you see it for a second and you like it and that's it. It's gone. And from there, you know, I kind of hit up a bunch of people that I was like, you know, they're raw. I gotta help them out. I gotta do something. Like, people need to see it. They need to feel it. You know,
that's such a great point. I never really thought about it that way, but it's like, if you're an artist, whether it's a musician, a filmmaker, you know, a graphic designer, a fashion, like whatever your field is, your specialty, you can spend hours or days or weeks or years on something and you put it on social media and you're right. It's in front of people for half a second and they just keep scrolling. And it's like, it's this weird thing where it's really easy to put your work out there, but it's harder than ever to have it get in front of people and have it make a real meaningful impact. And I think putting artists and their work in a real space, a physical space where people are going to see it in front of their physical face, that still, I think, means a lot.
Yeah, it's really meaningful to me in general, because I think about it like, you know, I love going to art galleries, or I love going to live shows, and, you know, I love being a part of that. And I was like, what can I do to contribute? And especially at the art galleries is what really got me thinking. And it's like, you know, what did these people have to do to even get in here? How, you know? And to me, it kind of just came simply from there. Like, I need to help the people that I know have this talent get somewhere.
Now, how did you start connecting with some of these talent that is on this bill, or just with the creative community in Chicago in general? Like, was it something where, you know, whether it was through school or just going out to these events, or where did you really start to plug into this and meet some of these people?
Honestly, it's just been like how much I love doing all of this has fueled everything, you know, from going to concerts and meeting people, or, you know, working with them and their team and stuff like that. It's just been like behind it, just so much love for it. So that's what I really pinpointed on all the time. It's just that I want to help and give you that.
Now, you're somebody who's clearly very tech and web savvy. How did you start to develop your social media presence and cultivate kind of your, you know, your voice here, and, you know, how you were able to engage and reach people?
Honestly, I'm not completely sure, but the thing is just like, I've always realized that the internet, it's like, it's easy, you know? It's just, if you have a question, just ask it. Everybody's email is right there. Honestly, everybody checks their email. That's like, nowadays you need your email. And everybody,
I literally hear your phone like getting text messages while you're talking about the ever-present presence of technology. That's amazing.
Can you turn my phone off? Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. It's really important. And that's what's helped me a lot, is just asking questions. Because at first I was like, oh, you know, like, I don't really want to be the one to ask for things for this event. You know, I want it to grow by itself. You know, I had this really strong thing about it. But as I started to realize, like, I'm going to need everybody's help. I really am. I'm going to need it. And I just gave in. And I asked these questions and I asked for help. And that's when people really, you know, when I told them what the event was all about, that's when they really liked it. And I sent a lot of emails and I talked to a lot of people, and just talking to them was what really worked, honestly.
You know, I mean, it sounds so simple, but it's really true. It's like, if you are able to actually connect with people on a human level, whether it's online or in real life, and actually have a conversation, actually ask them a real question. And that question obviously isn't just like, can you retweet my thing? It's like, you're actually engaging with them and connecting with them in a meaningful way. Like, that drives so much, and that really can endear you and connect you to people, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a great response. Honestly, like, I've been surprised, because one of the things that scared me was doing that, to be honest. I was like, you know, are people going to be down with it? Are they going to like it? You know, there's so many things going on in Chicago, and that's so awesome. And it's also at the same time, like, you know, some people just turn the other way to a few things, you know what I mean? And it was hard for me, because I was like, am I going to get the support I want that I'm giving?
Right. Now let's talk about some of the names that are on this bill. Kind of bring us through who you booked, what they do, why you picked them, any and all of that.
Okay, cool. So like I said, I found a bunch of people on the internet. Some I know well, some I don't. There's two girls I have on the board, and Glamour Girl is a really awesome team, awesome woman empowering team, and I love that. So I absolutely needed to have them there. Another lady on the board is Glenda Lissette, and I definitely suggest checking out her work. She is just so different. She does photography, but it's just to a different extent. it's beautiful. It really does tell a story all in itself. I got a bunch of like canvas work that's going to be in there. We got some print from some digital artists that are going to be in there. Sketches, photographs. We're going to have video there too as well. The Fuck Everyone Else team's going to be there. They have a cool video coming up. Yeah.
Well, that's an incredible name.
I'm just trying to tap into every medium of art that I know. And it's just going to grow forward because for right now that's what I have, but you know, there's so much that I'm trying to put into there to fit in there.
I mean, you mentioned Glamour Girl. We had Glamour Girl on the podcast, a few weeks ago. Well, I guess a month ago now. And that was amazing. And I mean, and that whole team is doing really, really impressive quality work right now in the city and with female artists. So, I mean, it's an incredible lineup. And you also have Stefan Ponce and Vanilla Space providing sounds, right?
Yes, that's going to be really cool. I'm excited for that. I'm a really big fan of Stefan, so that's going to be really cool.
Now, are those artists that you like personally knew, or did you reach out to them, or?
I've worked with Stefan's team once for a show he put together. That was last year sometime. I can't remember, to be honest, but I did help work on an event. I've also been to a lot of his events in general and just a fan of what he does and the music he puts out as well. And I've been following him on Twitter for a while now. So it was just about reaching out. Like I said, I just reached out to him. I told him what it was about and he liked it, obviously. And that was what was important to me. And that's why I knew I could respect him, because I know what a standing he has in the creative field and that he is a creative himself.
Well, and I think it's amazing that like you just took the initiative with this. I mean, this is your first event, right? Is that true?
Yeah, it is. And that's why also it was like scary and a risk, because it was like, you know, are people going to trust me to deliver, you know, what I'm saying or what they want? So that's another thing that I was like, you know, all right, I just got to get over it and just do it.
Well, and not everybody's first event, whether they're a promoter, an artist, a musician or whatever, not everybody's first event has this kind of response. You know, like I'm looking at, I have two screens here and I'm looking at the, you know, the response that your pinned tweet has with the flyer. Yeah. And I'm not going to like embarrass you with numbers, but there's a huge amount of retweets and favorites on just that tweet alone. And I know people have been excited about this and I've seen people sharing it. And it really looks like this event really resonated with a lot of people, which again, especially does not happen usually for people's first events. Were you surprised by the response you got with this?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I still am, like every day, and it's coming soon. So I'm really excited, but honestly, yeah, I was really surprised. I didn't really expect it at all, because like I said, it was my first show and it was kind of scary. So I was, yeah.
Now, why did you choose the space that you're doing this? This is in Pilsen. It's on Halstead in the Art District, which I mean, I'm not at all criticizing. I live in Pilsen. I love Pilsen. But what made you want to do this here?
So I did a runway show there before for New Year's Eve, like 2 years ago, a year ago. And I really liked the space. And when I was looking for a space, it just kept coming to mind, because I just remember how well it was set up. And in general, you even said it, I love Pilsen. Pilsen is a great area. There's so much art there in general. So like even your drive to the venue is going to be an exciting one, because you got so much to look at all the time, every time. So it wasn't hard. I always knew what I wanted, and it just fit the bill so perfectly.
Now, for people who are attending this, and again, you know, we're going to throw this information out there. The event, again, is called For the Creatives. It's a number of artists from all sorts of different concentrations. And it's this coming Saturday, January 23rd, at Chicago Art Department, 1932 South Halstead. So for people who are attending the event, what do you hope they take away from it? What are your goals for the experience that people are going to have coming out to your night and getting to engage with all this great talent?
What I'm really excited for in general is for people to see it, to be honest, and experience it. It's an experience in general. So just putting the work on there, out there for people to see, is really exciting for me. So just for them to even see it is the most exciting thing. And going forward, just having something to say about it or looking at it and just thinking about something, letting yourself dive into this piece that this person has put there for you is what I'm really trying to push. Just something in general that you think. And I'm definitely going to have like a comment box somewhere in there, and I want people to respond and just give me ideas or feedback of how it all went for them.
But I think that's amazing. You have these great goals for people who are coming out, and I think people are really going to actually, they are going to have, I think, a meaningful experience just based on the care that went into curating this and the level of talent involved and the location. And it really seems like this is something that is really landing on all fronts, at least is my read on it.
Yeah, and I feel the same exact way. And I definitely want it to go forward. And this is definitely not going to be the first one. And I'm urging for more people, you know, to send me their work, reach out to me, like, let's do something. I know you want your work out there as much as I do. And another sole purpose for me in general was just to give someone that support, you know, that they feel that they don't have.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's a great place to go next is, you know, if somebody is watching this, hearing this later, or, you know, seeing what you do on Twitter or attending the event, how can artists connect with you and get you their work?
So now that we're talking about that, my website is going to be the main place that you're going to go to submit me work. This is my first show, so I kind of wanted to get a recap of the whole event altogether and throw it on my website. From there, you could see what it's all about. And, you know, you could see the pictures, the video recap, and you can understand what it really is before, you know, you dive into an event. And I want you to be certain that you want to do it as much as I want you to. So, like I said, that's going to be straight on my website.
No, I love it. What else is on deck for you in 2016? Since it's the beginning of the year and this is your first event, I'm sure you have a lot ahead of you.
Absolutely. I'm not sure yet, to be honest. I'm trying to dive into everything. I'm trying to push this event forward and get more artists on the lineup, get more people to send me their work and just reach out to more people and building something in Chicago for Chicago as well.
I love it. Jackie Carrasco, a.k.a. on Twitter, Juicy Jackie. You can't miss you. You're all over the place. The event is called For the Creatives. Again, it's happening this Saturday, January 23rd, 2016, at Chicago Art Department. That's 1932 South Halsted, not North Halsted, in Pilsen. It's an amazing building, amazing space. I've been there before. And this is a great event. It really is. I'm going to come through. I'm right down the street. And I'm really excited to see this happening for you, man. Definitely please keep in touch, you know, going forward and let me know what else you have going on.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me today. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you for making the time. Jackie Carrasco for the Creatives, Juicy Jackie. Have a good night.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.